الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Last week we tried to explain that really the sum total of the whole world, the creation of the world, the existence of the world, the running of the world, everything what Allah is doing, for that Allah Ta'ala sent His heavenly scriptures, that how we should behave, what our object in life must be. And all the subject of all those heavenly scriptures, the Torah, Zabur, Injil, and many other kitabs which Allah had revealed, all of them, the contents has come in the Quran Sharif. And the whole contents of the Quran Sharif has come in Surah Fatiha. And the highlight of Surah Fatiha is اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path. So that is the main thing in our life. And perhaps how many of us, we haven't made that in the niyat in my life, that I have to tread Sirati Mustaqim. I'm here in this world for Sirati Mustaqim. Most of us, we are just aimlessly in this dunya. We haven't fixed an object why I'm here. Not to please Allah, not for akhirat. Just that we get up in the morning, we have to do our daily chores as we do. We are deeply inclined, so we make namaz also. And then we carry on, the day comes to an end, we sleep away. Next day the same thing, whole life of ours just goes like that. We haven't fixed a purpose. So in other words, that all this Allah created it just in vain. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. What do you think, that we created you just in some tomfoolery? We just created you bekar, useless, for no purpose. There is a definite purpose. And there are many other purposes also. But it all comes down in this, that we have to tread that path which Allah wants us to, that straight path. So Allah make it that we can make that our intention. That I'm here in this world, I'm living, I do everything, my living, my dying, everything is for the Sirati Mustaqim. And as we tried to explain last week, also that this is so particular, that this road that we have to pass must be 100% straight. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَرَابَ مَعَكَ. And many others, ayat also. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That you have surrendered totally to Allah. That you are 100% on the straight path. In that, a person will be concerned whenever he has to do anything. He's invited for a walima. He's invited for anything else. He'll think, am I going to be going crooked on the Sirati Mustaqim, or am I going to be straight? I've got my weekend to pass. How am I going to pass my weekend? I've got my holiday period, 1 week, 2 weeks holiday. How am I going to pass my holiday? So everything, it must be on Sirati Mustaqim. I got my day to pass, the day must pass according to Sirati Mustaqim. I got my night to pass, my night must pass according to Sirati Mustaqim. Whether I get a whole night's sleep, or whether I'm lying awake in bed, tossing and turning, but I must be on Sirati Mustaqim all the time. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum told Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that age has caught up with you, your hair is turning white. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not my age, it is the ayat of Surah Hud, that where Allah says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. And when Allah Ta'ala had put pabandi, regulation, even on the thoughts of the believers, that لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم بالله. If you hide away all the thoughts that you get or you make it known, you are going to be taken to task for it. The Sahaba told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah's Rasul, that you ordered us to bring iman, we brought iman. You ordered us to make namaz, we made namaz. You ordered us to make jihad, we made jihad. But this command is too hard for us. That our thoughts, and thoughts are out of control. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is a very important directive which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, and we must consider it in all our matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, don't be like the Bani Israel, that they rejected Allah's command, that we can't manage it. Say, amanna wa saddaqna, we accept, we believe, and then try your best. Then Allah revealed the ayat, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't take any person to task, more than his ability, his capability. So Allah made it easy for the ummah then. But we must be ready, whatever Allah's command comes, we accept it. And we try our best. And where we falter, tawbah istighfar. And we ask Allah for. So anyway, that path has been chalked out, which we tried briefly, just to try and outline it last week. Now that path, also what we understand from the Quran, Sharif and Hadith, is not a path in theory. It is not a path which is in kitabs. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. But immediately then Allah defined that. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ. It is the path of those people. So here we see that immediately you want to pass that path in the Quran Sharif. That we ask in Surah Fatiha, we ask for the straight path. Then in Surah Baqarah, right at the beginning, Allah gave that straight path. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is that straight path you want. And what is that straight path? هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. For the muttaqeen, the path of the muttaqeen. That, so it is a path not in theory, but a path of people. So once a person realizes I have to walk the straight path, I must not go crooked anywhere, then immediately he must come with that ma'an, together with that must be, I must look for those people who will show me the straight path. That a person must look for those people who will show him the straight path, which Allah has defined. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, whom the people, whom Allah had made in'am on, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. And the most applicable for that for us is the صالحين. Must look for the صالحين. So in other words, the next command, first when a person realizes, when he makes the object of his life, صراط مستقيم, the path that leads straight, directly to Allah Ta'ala. Then immediately with that he has to realize, now I have to look for those people who are on that path, and I must hold their hand, and I must give my hand in their hand, that they must lead me onto that path. So we have to look for those people now, that who are those people, which the Quran is defined, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. And then to make it very clear, Allah Ta'ala defined the opposite of it also. غير المغضوب عليهم, not those people on whom Allah's anger is. Like here, Allah says clearly, see that path that on whom Allah's anger mustn't be. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ, have you not seen those people? تَوَلَّوْ قَوْمًا, they befriend a nation, a people, a tribe. They befriend people. قَوْمًا أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْ قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلِيهِمْ. Yeah, also غير المغضوب, and there also the أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ, those people whom Allah is angry with. So we have to see and make sure that who Allah is angry with, we don't befriend those people. In the next ayat, one page after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجِدُوا قَوْمًا, you'll never ever find a people, a قَوْم, لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر who have got iman on Allah and on the last day. You'll never find people who have got iman on Allah in the last. In other words, people who have got iman, iman which is accepted by Allah. You will never find them. Yuwaduna man hadda Allah. They befriend and become friends with those people who go against the commands of Allah. So we have to see whether, just while we are passing to mention it, whether it is people who have made photography jais, whether it is people who in intermingling their words or their actions that they allow free intermingling, or whether it is people now with the interfaith business, and or people who go to this extent that teaching Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, the scientific theory of matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed, all totally anti-Islamic teachings. So these people who have iman will never have anything to do. لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. And who they are, Allah Akbar. ولو كانوا آباؤهم أو أبناؤهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. Even if it is your close family. On this matter, yeah, which many of us have doubts about, that it's my father, it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my child. Now what must we do? Even they are doing wrong. Every day we read in our witr namaz, وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ وَنَخْلَعُ. We will come out. نَخْلَعُ is like pulling out. From something you pull it out. وَنَتْرُكُ, we'll give up all those people. مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ, those people who make fujur with you. Fujur, open gunas, which the ulama have explained. Yeah, fujure amali is not meant, fujure i'tiqadi. That if your children or your close family, anyone takes to drugs, for example, don't throw them out. Somebody takes to liquor, somebody takes to gambling, humanizing, still try and keep them and wean them over. By throwing them out, they become worse. They go even worse. But when there is i'tiqad, fujure i'tiqadi, a person becomes a Shia. A person disbelieves in the commands of Allah, becomes a Qadiani, becomes a Christian or something, then don't have any contact with that person. While we are passing, there is a separate subject, but our fiqh, and we must learn our deen, is so complete. Our usul of fiqh, the principles of fiqh, it is stated clearly that there are four levels of mixing with people, relationship with people. The one is muwaddat, hearty friendship, that you mix, you joke, you eat together, you're talking together, hearty friendship. That is only allowed for believers. You cannot have hearty friendship with any non-believer. That is exclusive only for believers. Then there is another level which is called muwasat, that any person who is in difficulty, to help out a person in difficulty. An individual is in difficulty, you help him out. Collectively, floods come, droughts come, or earthquakes come, or tornadoes come. Or like that, then to help out. And we see, for example, here locally, in KNZ, a few years ago, they had floods. Muslims from here, from our Gauteng, went and helped them also. And all the people helped them. Also, and the Muslims of KNZ helped everyone, non-Muslim. And it had a great, great impact. Where the people said, our pastors, who they collect money from us, but now when we're in difficulty, they're not here to help us. But these people who don't know us from a bar of soap, they are helping us. The same way when the riots took place in KNZ. And there the Muslims were there to protect the property of people, everything. In Pakistan, About 3-4 years ago, there were floods also. And like modernist people said, where the NGOs could not help out, government departments couldn't help out. It was the Maulvi and the Madrasa, the Darul Ulooms, and the students and the Ustad who reached people in most remote and difficult conditions and helped them out. So that is Muwasaat, to help out people. However, those who are in direct combat with you, who are fighting you against your religion, those you don't help out even in such conditions. Who are fighting you against your religion, but they don't like you also. They don't agree with you. But when they're in difficulty, you must help them out. Then comes mudarat. Mudarat, those people who you want to bring closer to deen. Many people get confused here with all the sides of Quran Sharif must have no contact with the wrongdoers. If you want to have mudarat, you can have. That is, to bring them closer, you show them a nice face. You even give them a present. You even make a dawat for them. But your niyat and your whole object is how to win him over. That the wrong ideas he's got. He's a Christian, how to make him a Muslim. He's a person who believes in his ancestors, how to take him out of there. He's a person who's convinced that photography is permissible. There is another view that for how to win that person over. A person is thinking there's nothing wrong in intermingling of sexes. Now you want to win him over. There, mudarat is permissible. But it must not be a hearty friendship. It must be just on the face. And it is just to win him over. Then Shariat has got another fourth level, which is called muamalat. That is business dealing. That is permissible with everyone. Except again, those people who are directly in combat with us. And the profit they will make with business from us, they will use it to fight against us. For with them, it is not permissible. But otherwise, you can have, you do business, most of us, we are doing business with non-Muslims. And in our house, I need a plumber, Johnny on the road who walks around and he helps to doing people plumbing job. He's not a Muslim, but I call him in, yeah, fix up this for me. I need a carpenter, I get a carpenter to do. Many cases they are not Muslims, that is all permissible. So Shariat is complete. It is our lack of knowledge of Shariat, understanding of Shariat, and the knowledge of Shariat. So we have to see in all these matters when we befriend somebody, and mainly when we take some, firstly, our object is life, which is the straight line. Then clearly it has become the straight life. It's not I sit with the Quran at home and read it. Or I go for some other book and I read the book and I'm going to find the straight path. It is the path of people. And those now I have to identify that person. That who am I going to choose to show me the straight path, which Allah Ta'ala has shown also. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with those people. Who must you choose as your leaders? Who are the sadiqin. Who are sadiq fit taqwa. That you see their lives. You don't just become bayat with anyone. One time two people from Saudi came to Pakistan and they put on a double page, whole two pages in a newspaper, they put an advert that people should become bayat. That we have got, we are like this and all their credentials and people should become bayat. So people asked our sheikh about them. So people, Hazrat asked that who are their sheikh? Have they got a sheikh? That is not mentioned anywhere. So Hazrat said, La tattakhidhu al-baba man la baba lahu. Don't make that person your father who hasn't got a father. If a person is born without a father, don't make such a person your father. A person hasn't got a sheikh and he hasn't got permission from his sheikh. Don't make such a person. So one of the basic criteria is that a person who's got permission, that person who spent time, that person, the sheikh feels this person will be able to guide other people. Or that by the barakat of the majlis, etc., he will get guidance. So it must be a person. And then Allah said on the negative side, and many, many ayats in the Quran, Allah has explained who we should take as our leader, our guide, who we should follow. And many, many ayats Allah has made it clear who we should not follow. So in this ayat that I've read, Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aba'akum, your fathers, wa ikhwanakum, and your brothers, awliya, in istahabbul kufra alayhi. Don't make them your friends if they gave preference to kufr over iman. Here also we should understand that Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, in his Sahih has got one bab, al-kufru duna kufrin, all the levels of kufr. One is that actual kufr which we know. And one is a person makes nashukri is also called kufr. A person is unthankful is also called kufr. So to have understanding on that. And our enmity for those people, our not associating with that people, will be according to the level of that guna of this. What level? If it is that high guna, then it is to that level. If it is a small matter, then it is to this level. Everything according to its level. Now in this, many of us don't understand that when it's a family matter, then how can we associate with the person? He's a family member. So in the Quran Sharif, one instance is given in the fifth supara, where there was one munafiq, but we will say he's a Muslim because outwardly he pretends to be a Muslim. So he, Umays ibn Tumayt or something, I can't remember the name. But anyway, a munafiq, but like a Muslim. He went and steal from an Ansari's house. Ansari, a true genuine Muslim. He wanted to steal his armor, his weapons, etc., which that person had hidden in his bag of flour, bread flour, whatever flour there was, he hid it in there. This person came to know, so he wanted to steal it. So he went, at night he stole it, that bag of flour. But what he did not realize, that bag of flour had a hole in it. So as he was going home, he was leaving a trail behind him. So in the morning when people, there was a horrible day last night, they broke in somebody's house and they stole, and so they stole a bag of flour, and the flour trail was going. When he realized it himself at night, he said, I'm going to get caught. People are going to see clearly. So he took that bag of flour to his neighbor, a Jew, and he said, I want to keep this amanat by you. Jew said, all right. So now the trail of flour went to the Jew's house. So in the morning they came, the police, whoever was, made the investigation, and they followed the trail of flour. It came to this, who was a Muslim, a munafiq, but a Muslim outwardly. It came to his house. They searched his house. They didn't find the weapon. So he's now free. And then they saw the trail going to his neighbor's house. So they went there, they searched, they found it there. The weapons, the things that were stolen, they found there. So this person here, this munafiq, who was the actual crook, he got his family people ready, and they all went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people are accusing us. They are telling us that we are crooks. And they searched our house, and they didn't find no evidence there. So we are free, spot free. Why are the people accusing us? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the people, it's not right for them when they haven't got evidence to accuse anyone that he's a crook, a rogue, he stole, when they haven't got evidence. And yet there wasn't evidence. The evidence was leaving to the Jew's house. Then the Jew came, but before he came, Allah revealed two whole rukus in the Quran Sharif. And for what Allah revealed us, that don't go, and even if it is a Jew is in the right, he must be given the right. And even a Muslim is in the wrong, he must be treated accordingly. Your brother is, when Fatima Mahzumiya, she stole, and they made intercession by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to set her free. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even when Fatima bint Muhammad has to steal, then I will cut her hands also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry, and he could not. This is what we have to get, which generally is not in the ummah. Where we will look, he's a Muslim, they must cover up. Maulana, so for Maulana you must cover up. And he's my brother, It's my father. It's my mother. It's my daughter. I have to cover up for them. And we'll break the law of Allah, but we'll cover up. Whereas a mu'min who is on Sirat-e Mustaqim, his preference is not his preference, but his only way is the law of Allah. Whether it's a Jew, and the Jew, and many other instances, when Allahu Akbar, on one instance, one person, he said something or he did something wrong, and so then he went to about what a Jew also, he had an argument, came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the decision in favor of the Jew that he is right, and this Muslim was a munafiq, but outwardly a Muslim, that he is in the wrong. So he said, let's go to Hazrat Umar. The Jew said, I've got no problem with that. And he had in his mind that Hazrat Umar got great hatred for the Jews. So he will definitely give the verdict in my favor. I'm a Muslim and he's a Jew. So he gave the favor in my the verdict in my favor. So they went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar heard the case. He said, okay, I'll just sort it out now. He went in his house, he brought his sword, and he killed that person immediately, the Muslim person. That when Allah's Rasul makes a decision, there the more emphasis was that once Allah or his Rasul make a decision, we got no right to make any decision. And the other fact of the matter is that whether it's a Jew, whether it's an idol worshipper, but in any mu'amalat matters, who is on the right decision must be made. Even here on our side, if it is a Muslim or it is a pious person, but who is in the wrong is in the wrong. So Allah give us tawfiq that to see who I must make my leader, whether it's my uncle, whether it's my grandfather, whether it's my brother or who, I must see the truth. First I must make this my ambition in life, that I'm living to live the straight path. And now I have to look for the person who is. So for that, what comes to mind, Allah knows better. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, that who must you make a person who you want to follow? إِذَا رَأَوْا, when you see him, ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, you think of Allah Ta'ala. That by their appearance, like that you will find that in all the religions, the religious people will remind you of Allah. Whether it's the Buddhists, the monks, how they wear their saffron colored clothes, whether it's a pastor of the church, whether it's a Hindu padri, their clothing will. For them, second, you must see that when they speak, your knowledge must increase. And by knowledge, it's not the words must increase, but that knowledge which makes your amal increase, that must increase. When they speak, they must speak of those things. That for example, four great benefits of reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata. Now somebody who speaks about this, that for La Hawla Wa La Quwwata kanzum min kunuzil jannah. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. There's a lot of discussion in this, but also that Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it. That what is a treasure? That which you get tawfiq of making amal. That la hawla wa la quwwata by the barakat of reading it. Just by reading it, a person today let us think whole day, did I read it one time? And this is such a wazifa that a person should read in abundance. Did I read it 10 times, 33 times, 50 times, and a person who read it 100 times. So one is a person who reads this, Allah gives him tawfiq of making amal. So what a great treasure. The second is that it's a cure for 99 diseases. The lowest of which is depression. For us, our biggest disease is depression. But yeah, it's a cure for the lowest of 99, the lowest is depression. So it's 98 which are worse diseases. It's a cure for that. In another riwayat it comes, it's a cure for 70 diseases, the lowest of which is poverty. 70 problems, the lowest of which is poverty. So if we read this, we don't have to worry, I'll lose my job, or I'm not getting a job. For us, it's necessary to read this. The third is that when Banda says La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, on the farsh, on the ground, yeah. On the arsh, Allah announces, Aslama abdi wastaslama. My Banda has become obedient to me, and he has given up this obedience. Now Allah makes the direct islah of that person. That Allah sees to it now that he doesn't commit guna and he does good deeds. We must just, but we don't read. And the fourth is, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, La hawla wa la quwwata, you read, your plot of jannat becomes bigger all the time. The more we read, the more bigger our plot of jannat is becoming. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ Allah says, we are those who make bigger, who spread it out and make it bigger. So our jannat, no matter what size our jannat is, but by reading لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ, how much we are reading, and there are many other amal also, by which we can make our plot of jannat bigger. So these are those people, when they speak, then such things come in our life. And we start making amal on those things. So when you see them, you get reminded of Allah. When they speak, your knowledge increases. That means you get knowledge of those things which will help you in your akhirat, which will be of great asset to you in your deen. And when you see their actions, their amal, their life, and it's very necessary to see their life, who you want to make your share. First, just, you can't look in detail. And it's not impossible to find, but just more or less you see, that see his life, is he a man who's worried all the time to make investments, to make money, to take off money from his murid, a sheikh for example. How is he living? What kind of a house has he got? Is he living it up in dunya? And when you see that he's got a straightforward life, deen-y life, inclined towards deen, then that is the person you should take. So all this in the Quran Sharif, in many ayat, it has been made clear that first of all, we haven't made our object of life sirat-e-mustaqim, the straight path. And we haven't even thought that we are ordered fastaqim kama umirta, waman taba ma'aka, wala tabghaw, and do not go against your boundaries. Don't go out of line. Allah warns severely, but also don't go out of line. Stay in lane all the time. Wala tadghaw. Wala tarkanu ila alladhina zalamu fatamassakum. Wala tadghaw fatamassakum an-nar. Wala tarkanu ila alladhina zalamu. And this tarkanu. It's not even from your heart you must have an inclination. Not outwardly. Even in your heart you mustn't have inclination of the kuffar. And also don't have a slightest inclination to the kuffar. For if you do, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, the fire of Jahannam will reach you, will come to you. وَمَا لَكُم مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن أَوْلِيَا ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. And you won't have any helper besides Allah has left you. You won't find anyone to help you. And nobody is there to help you then. So sirat-i-mustaqim. Now who must we follow in sirat-i-mustaqim? Who must we take as our leaders? Who must we take as the ulama who will lead us? Also the clear directions are given. And this is all from Quran and Hadith. And also this is what is going to help us in the qabr. When a person goes in the qabr and he had yaqeen on the things of dunya, and then there he will ask, who was the one who created you? Who is the one who did everything for you? Who is the one to see to all your needs? Mar rabbuka. And if we can't answer, then this malaika starts smiting, hitting the person. Snakes of Jahannam are let loose on him. The fire of Jahannam is let loose on him. May Allah protect us. So it's very, very important. The second question in the qabr, that umma deenuka, what was your way of life? Did you have a way like the Western people, your way of life? Was your way of life like the dunya's people? Holidays which are in their lives, all everything, our houses are like this, our education system is like this, bringing up our children. A baby is born, but his clothes are full of murats, etc. That baby didn't buy those clothes himself. On his nappies there are murats. On everything there are murats all the time. So what is our way of life? Our houses, how are they? Any resemblance with the Sahaba's houses? Any resemblance with the pious people's life? Or we make a joke of the pious people's life? Pious people, we say that they live a life like, we even use words like they dirty, they not clean. And we who live like the Western people, who live like the dunya's people, and how our houses are shining, we are proud about that. Our houses which are more anti-Islamic, we are proud about it. And had it been a little bit towards Dini side, then we find fault in that. So what will we say? Ma taqulu ma deenuka, what was your way of life? وَمَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, the sunnets of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much are we? Miswat and topi and beard and niqab are not the only sunnets, those are the outward sunnets. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, a great ni'mat of Allah that we are there. But now the reality of that has to come into our life. So we have to see that person we have to follow are those people who are on that path. That when we see them, we get reminded of Allah. When they give their talks bring amal into our lives. And we are reminded of amal. We are not reminded, for example, that you must take vaccine in the COVID time. Or that you must, for example, give your children education. Send your girls to university. Whether they are breaking hundreds of Allah's laws, but we must send them there. And we must send them to schools, etc., where they are learning all the wrong things. So, and then the third thing, see their lifestyle. How much is it of akhirat compared to dunya? Dunya we need according to necessity. But our object is akhirat. That how much are we engaged in akhirat? So this is very important, and very important, this is like, for example, at work, they have a talk for the workers that they have to do this, they have to do that. Now if all the workers listen to it, and after they finish, the talk is over, they don't do anything what was there. What instructions were given, that the company is going to run in this way, that we're going to be doing this, we're going to be doing that, workers are expected to come this time, and we just take it, well, it was a bayan, and it's over. That is what we do in deen. It was a bayan, it's over, nothing to do about it. That we don't have to make it anything in our lives. Then how will we ever progress in our, that company, that business, where they call people, they pay them big amounts, come and give some talk to our workers. The traffic department, they get people from various countries in the world to come and give a talk to the traffic personnel. That how they must behave, how they must do their things. Anyone, everywhere, every department, there are always people coming and to give people. Now, if the people just, they take it, it was a bayan, and we're sleeping through the bayan, and we just give a nice smile now and then, or we show rejection for something, but we do nothing about it. And that is what we are doing our whole life in the matters of deen. We are listening to bayans, and it doesn't come in us that I have to fix this up. I have to correct this. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. And very important, establish what is my purpose of life, which Allah has made for us. Allah gave me my life, I'm going to return to Allah. He made my purpose. And for that, it is not a path in books and that. It is a path in the lives of the people. And I have to look for such a person. And I have to keep away from all those people who go against us. I must keep away from those people. I must not socialize with them. See how much of this is in our life. And the final thing is going to be in the qabr. Where, yeah, we pay attention, we don't pay attention. We make it our object, we don't make it. But in the qabr, phir wahan pata chalega. And then, of course, that will be far, far too late. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.